in the light of what is not real, and they are generating a new problem, then listen, then they will be forced to respond because of the attitude I brought in. And their response will now be a confirmation to me that I was right. I don't know what the hell I said. Imagine I get to Central Bank, and I believe everything that guy said. Everything, good things Sanusi did, I will undo. You get the point? And in undoing it, I'll be making myself look sectarian, you understand my point, to the other people. And they'll be forced to respond. I will think that I was responding to them, but I started it. They are only responding to me. That's the problem you have in countries. Worse, that nobody knows where it started from. Nobody knows. Because you ask this man, he said, this man was doing this. And you ask that man, he tells this man was doing this. Who did what first? You don't know anymore. Do you follow my point? Now, I will say something that God has really helped me in life. If I'm denied something, I have never been able to believe that it's because of my natural disadvantage. I just believe that it's because God doesn't want me to have it. And I'm not just trying to make myself happy. It is a matter of fact. That's the way it works. And I have many testimonies. I have seen people scheming. Now, you know what they call scheming? You know what they call scheming? That is, they have schemed. I've seen this one happen. A man schemed to give something to his literal brother. Except that when the thing was coming, it was not delivered through the means he thought it would be. And it was not in his power to control. They happened to give it to somebody else who was too busy to handle it. And he now gave it to another person to handle for him. And when they needed somebody from my segment, that person happened to be a personal friend. So, you understand that? Your brother called you and said, look, this particular appointment is coming. I've reserved it for you. I've talked to the person in charge. You understand? And they will put you in it. I said, fine. But when they wanted to set up the committee that would be picking those who are going to be appointed, the person who was supposed to be chairman said, I'm too busy. He appointed somebody else to chair for him. That person he appointed happened to be my friend. And he just decided that, to occupy this post, I beg, now banking go good. Banking, what you did, I beg, issue deal. So by the time the person waiting found out the thing had even arrived in the country, I was already seated right in the center. And I had no idea. I had no idea it was going on. I don't know what I heard I said. I had no idea. It was later on as I started seeing reactions and I said, Now listen to me. You know, there's one thing about Christians. You must understand something. It is easy to understand the testimony now when it blessed me. It is still a testimony when it misses me. I don't know what I heard I said. It's still a testimony. So let us assume that thing landed in the hand of the other fellow. Do you understand my point? A man who doesn't know God will come and say, it's nepotism. I knew that this place will never give me anything. Because I'm not from here. I'm not connected to this person. I'm not linked to this person. I'm not married to this person. You don't tell the stories. Listen, if God could bring it this way, he can take it that way. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if he went the other way, I take it also as God. Even though the natural explanation for why it went that way, look, it makes sense. He's married to that fellow sister. That is better. And you know you are not connected in any way. That is why you did not get it. Did not appoint. Did not give it to you. All of that. Now you see that it is a lie. It may make you, do you know, the natural thing flows, but it's not the truth. God left it like that because he didn't want to give it to me. That's the way I see it. And things like that have passed me again and again and again and again. And I learned long ago always to smile. No, always to smile. I don't care the explanation people have for it. I say, it was not mine. That's why you got it. Do you follow my point? Yeah, that's a matter of fact. And that is why I am not angry at all with anybody. Never. I am not angry. Some of you know, I've told this story again and again. My coming to Enugu, there was something that happened that natural people have said that you were stabbed in the back. In fact, I had to send one of my friends to go and meet another person. Say, please go and tell that fellow I'm not angry. I don't know whether I get the point. Let us assume now you were supposed to get an appointment. Your colleague in the office, the day they brought the letter, he collected the letter. He didn't hide it too. He kept it for you. But before you read it, he had rushed to go and say, so there's an appointment opportunity open. So he quickly pushed himself in and blocked
every way by which you have gotten that one, even though you were the first, as example. So by the time you now find out that he had picked it and you don't have it anymore, you are in the same office. Natural thing he would do is he start feeling one kind. You understand? If you are coming, he suddenly he has this urge to go and pee. Just because you are coming, you get up and you go and pee. You know that kind of thing? After a while, I called the guy and said, I couldn't tell him that. I said, please, tell him to stop peeing this reckless pee. It's not necessary. Yes. I've colored this story. You can never decode the real thing that happened, all right? I said, tell him to stop peeing that reckless pee. It's not necessary. Tell him I'm not angry. As God in heaven is my witness, I have never been as unangry as that in my life. You understand my point? You know, just it was a big deal. I mean, there's no, if I'm remembering many things that happened like that, I remember one particular, I was supposed to get a particular accommodation then. There was a way the thing was done like this. They just passed it beside me. Phew! My wife was angry. I just told the man in charge. I said, for your information, you know I told you that. I said, whatever you guys decide is the will of God. I told the man in charge of the committee. And as God is my witness, that was how I felt. That was what I knew. I'm explaining this point. Forgive us our trespasses. Many people are praying prayer points that God is not listening to. God, it is not fair. This is marginalization. In the name of Jesus, it must come to an end. Marginalization. In the name of God, is not, he said it's not marginalization, it is denialization. I'm denying you. What is it? Like my new English there. Yes. That's the one who don't recognize the power of God. Do you understand my point? We are now angry with people. When we don't recognize the power of God, that my uncle, I've been calling him. He never answers my call. Were it not for him? Once I'm talking like that, it's our Father who art in my uncle. Do you understand my point? He's no longer our Father who art in heaven. Because if you recognize our Father who art in heaven, if your uncle doesn't take the call, it makes no difference. And that my auntie, if she would just do this, by now I'll be settled. God said, you don't need the settlement engineered by that person. Do you follow my point? I mean, what could make somebody angrier than the fact that you were in prison with a government minister, the right-hand man of the king of those days? You helped him. You prophesied freedom into his life. Assume that Joseph was our kind of prophet. I see, as it were, between now and the day after tomorrow, hallelujah, it shall come to pass that, as it were, the king shall send for you and he shall set you free. Stand up to your feet, sir. Stand up to your feet. In that dream, what else did you say you saw? Oh, and the word of the Lord is coming to me, and you prophesy. Wah! Just as you prophesy, it just happened. You know what you start expecting? Offering. Yes, the man should give you an offering. You prophesied him out of bondage. For Joseph, it was freedom. No, be so. But these days, there are pastors who are angry. That man used to be a member of this church. We prayed for him. Now he's a commissioner. He doesn't remember us anymore. May he forget you further in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I will say the amen for you if you don't want to say it. What is it in? No, because that's what happened. This man forgot Joseph. 2 complete years. Joseph will say, they say, you know, Mr. Maybe Potiphar or whatever that one. I don't know what his name is. I don't know Egyptian names. Okay. Mr. Cleopatra. Cleopatra is a woman, so maybe Cleopatra is a man. He said, you know, Mr. Cleopatra is back to the office. Joseph will say, are you serious? Yes. He has been upon, hey, God of miracle. Now my papa. Oh. Hey, Joseph, good. He said, Joseph, why are you dancing? I'm connected. How far? You understand? First day, second day, third day. By the fifth day, the guy returned to work. He said, there's no need to wait. Anytime a chariot will arrive, Joseph will look. Now, I mean, they find. First month, second month, third month, they didn't look for him. After 6 months, he concluded that God is really angry with me. But 2 years later, at the appropriate time, the man remembered. Which tells that God can make people forget. The man was not bad. The Lord didn't just give him the ability to remember. Why I know that he was not a bad man, the day he remembered, he was repentant. He said, Jesus, how did I forget this? He was sad.
But God said, no, he's not. If you are remembered before now, this man won't be in the place where we want him to be. So you pray for the man, he has become a commissioner, and he didn't send an offering, and he's a pastor. Thank God. Because if he sent that offering, your ministry will be in trouble. I'm not saying he stole the money. I'm just saying that God said you don't need that level of money yet. There are pastors who are angry. When he was having troubles in his business, you were here, we were praying for him. Now he has gone now. Now he has money. He doesn't remember us. This is one guy that God taught long ago not to even think like that. Why? Because what you are looking for is in the hands of God. Are you getting my point? So let's get back to our prayer. That's what the Lord Jesus said. Forgive us our trespasses. Sometimes we are the problems. As we have forgiven those who trespassed against us, that is, we recognize that they don't have power over us. That is an attitude. It's not just the words, it's the attitude. So you don't make human beings your prayer point. Like I said to you, I'm not saying people are not bad. But the other day, it was Bishop. Where's Bishop? Bishop and I went somewhere, and a man treated me very badly. I remember I told you that I'm not angry with him, that is, for what he did to me. I said, but this man is not a good man. I wasn't talking about me now. And I will tell you later, that thing turned out to be good. No, I will tell you, it turned out to be good. And I'll explain it to you afterwards. I said, look, I'm not angry with him because of me. And I prayed a simple prayer. I said that day, dear Lord, it's crucial you don't put this man in authority. Yes, I'm serious. That was the prayer I prayed. Not because of me. No. I said, but his attitude will not help a place go forward. So once you have used him to execute what you want to use him to execute, please do. Quickly remove this man from here. That's my opinion. I expressed it. It's a decree of the watchers, like the Bible said. Yes. And the reason because it was, if you get our emails, all right, I told the story, all right. The reason being that he had the reputation of being a bad man. And when I stepped in, he lived up to his... Because before then, I told the person who said, look, go and see... And I said, I want to go and see this man. He said, don't bother. Don't bother. That is a very bad person. That's what she told me in summary. That is a very bad person. I said, don't worry. I'm a man that has favor. I said, you wanted to leave now. Is it not so? She said, yes. I said, but you agreed to wait to talk to me. Is that not so? I said, I'm a favored man. Just watch it. So I went, and I did not receive any favor. Did I hear an amen? Am I a favored man? Yes, of course. I'm still a favored man. I'm a favored man. It's not dependent on the number of favors I receive. I'm a favored man. Do you get my point? I'm a man who can eat food. Whether I have food or not, I can eat. Can't I eat? Nobody mouth be this. Nobody teeth be this. I can chew. So if you don't see me eating food, doesn't mean I can't eat. So even though you didn't give me favor, it doesn't mean I'm not a favored man. I'm a favored man. Grace is in my stomach. Is that my point? The favor of God is with me all the time. So I went in and the man did very, very badly. I just said, this must be the will of God. However, because he's a wicked man, with all the forgiveness that Joseph forgave his brothers, you think he will send his sons to go out with them to the field? Forgiving them, when I say, okay, Ephraim, Manasseh, follow uncle to the market. As they come here, it's risky. Last time I followed this guy somewhere, I didn't come back home. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, you have a man in your office, handing your money, you wallop your money, boom, like this. They say, forgive him, say, brother. You still put him in charge of accounts, you decrease. You still leave him in charge of accounts. You forgive him and put him to be in the gate, opening the gate and closing the gate. Don't reduce his salary. If you reduce his salary, you are angry. Don't reduce his salary. Huh? But in the interest of peace and tranquility, you understand my point? Move the guy from where the account is being done. The Lord is good. So what I'm going to say is that, see, I'm not saying people are not bad. Do you understand my point? But you realize that your life is not in their hands. Yes. And that's why you can't be angry. So we don't make prayer points of people. Let me just summarize like that. You don't make people prayer points. You don't make enemies prayer points. You don't sit down on them. What the Bible says is that forgive them. Don't worry about them. I did one day with a friend of mine. The son, one of the kids, a boy, he died. So, a neighbor now came one day. Madam, good afternoon. You know, I have found out the person that killed your child. Now, this child was sick, and the child died.
But you know, this is Africa. There's no smoke without fire. There's no fever without a witch. If you sneeze two times, it's a wizard. If your business collapses, it's the principalities in the village. You understand? It's Africa. So the woman came and said, I have found out the person who killed your child. And my friend started laughing. She couldn't hold back the laughter. She started laughing and laughing and laughing. And the woman was like, what's wrong with this one? He said, what is wrong with me? I will tell you. Is that, listen to me, madam. No human being on this earth has the power to kill my child. Forget the idea. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm going. She will go out now. And I'm saying, don't mind her. They will soon kill all the other children. But my friend said it boldly. And said, madam, she laughed, that is, laughed heartily. And said, please don't worry about it. Nobody has the power to kill my child. Nobody. Listen, this is Pastor Banky for you. Even if I saw them do the sacrifice. Do you understand my point? I saw it. I saw it in the vision. It's not possible. It's not possible. If it is mine, no human being can take it. The time the son of David died, David knew it was God. He sat there throughout begging God. He was saying, forgive me this trespass. God said, this one, forget. I have forgiven you. You know that's what Nathan said. I have forgiven you, but this child is going. David, no, look and check. David didn't think, look, I told you before, that's why he was angry with Joab when Joab killed Absalom. He was angry. He told them, please, deal kindly with the boy for my sake. The reason was simple. He knew this was not him. There was a force bigger than that fellow that was worrying David. So what he was supposed to do was pray, forgive us what? Our trespasses. Forgive me my debt. If I have offended against you, Lord, please forgive. It was not just waking up in the morning. Absalom and his cohorts, Holy Ghost, fire. You want me to sit on my throne? Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. If your debts have not been forgiven, you can shout Holy Ghost fire from now till tomorrow. Nobody is going to be burnt. Nobody is going to be scattered. You are getting the point I'm making. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? That's what the Lord Jesus was teaching us in that particular context. Like I said, let me just summarize it and then I leave here. He wasn't talking about just words in prayer. He was talking about what? An attitude. He was talking about an attitude. That's why you never saw him fight the Romans. Did you notice that? Look, the zealots were, in fact, if you ever saw one of the, you know, there are different movies of Jesus of Nazareth, all right? There was one in which one of the zealots came at night. Saw how powerful Jesus was with the crowd. And explained to him how many men they have ready. That, sir, we are here to serve you. These are men carrying swords. You know what they call Al-Qaeda today? I told you, that in there. It's not, it didn't start with these people. These zealots, original zealots were Jews. They were Jews, zealots. There's one man I saw on TV that he was fighting that time that the Romans leveled Jerusalem to show everybody how committed he was to the cause. After giving a powerful speech to his Al-Qaeda members, Jew, all right? He put down his hand like this, his own hand. He put down his hand like this, took his sword and cut off his own little finger. So for all his men to know that he's a serious guy. And put up the hand. See, all of them queued up. They were cutting off their own fingers like a covenant. We will not leave Jerusalem until we deliver it from the Romans. The Romans came, killed all of them. The Romans. Thank God there are no Romans again. You know Romans? You know the way they do? You know this Al-Shabaab? And what's the one who came to Maiduguri? Boko Haram. Even our Romans, they will just come there. They will surround the whole place. I mean, as they are surrounding, better start around. That's what Jesus said. When you see these armies begin to surround Jerusalem, know that her desolation is near. Begin to miss. What they are telling is that if you are not ready to fight, disappear. When they start, they will only stop when there's nobody breathing, no movement there again. They will level everywhere. Next time you hear Al-Shabaab or Boko Haram coming, you are the ones that will repel them. Don't come here. Romans, they were very, very terrible people. That's how they used to quell riots. Level everywhere. What am I saying? But did Jesus fight them one day? No. You know, in fact, go and read that sermon. He said if a Roman soldier was in effect, tells you,
go with me one man. He said, go with him too. He said, don't resist evil. What he was saying, that if the oppressor wants to oppress you, don't resist it. Don't worry. What he was saying, in effect, is that it's not him. When God comes back on your side, your very presence, the man will disappear. So when you see him flexing shoulder, don't worry. Jesus said, don't resist evil. That's what he was talking about. Because the power to oppress, you understand, was given to the man. Do you understand the point I'm making? Listen, no matter where you are, you have a boss over your head, he's a temptation for you. You can't pray him out of your life by yourself. You can't. You can't carry his name. That is witchcraft. What did I call it? Let me say it again. It's witchcraft. Christians do it these days. They go prayer meeting. They bring the name of their boss in the office. This is the man that's my problem. And the pastor who doesn't understand will start praying. This is the principality. He said, yes, this one. Bring his photograph. Once that bringing pictures, photographs, his cloth, sound from where he stepped on, that's witchcraft. It has entered into Christianity now. It's witchcraft. It doesn't matter that you say your own is Holy Ghost fire. It is what? Witchcraft. You think a man is your problem. So write his name down. Who is that man that will not let you progress? Write his name down. Speak against him. Some of us, we have spoken against people like that and they have died. It is still witchcraft. I'm not saying I did it though. I'm just saying that some of us, I like to say us, because we Christians, we are one in this craziness. You like that English craziness? We are one. We are together in it. We do it. It's what? Witchcraft. You're not supposed to do that. If you don't know what to do, quote the scripture. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you pray out of the way. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you pray out of the way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yes. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. That's better. Keep on quoting that scripture, and don't ever forget, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's why, you know, they said that some people are making plans. Like, we're talking about Sanusi, and I said, it's a lie. That man is very handsome. Amen. He speaks very good English. He dresses very well. Dresses better than Suludo and the... What's the name of that man before Suludo? Sanusi also. That was also Sanusi, but Sanusi from Ondo State. Uh-huh. All of them before, nobody... All of them, all their glory is not as arrayed as... Lamido Sanusi, that's all I know. The man speaks good English and is very intelligent. What is going on in his heart, I don't know. But anybody... I don't care the name he goes by, that rises up against the cause of Christ in this nation will be destroyed in that process. That one I know for sure in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What the man is doing, I don't know. Peradventure is doing good. May God bless him and keep him. May his wife love him and his children love him. May he be saved and be converted to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's it. Pray that prayer for enemies also. That those you perceive, you understand my point? Perceive, because they are not your enemies. That's what the Lord was telling you. They are not your enemies. Forgive us our debts, our trespasses. That one is very important. That's why we read from that Job 35, just now, that verse 9. It's important. Listen, if God is happy with you, anybody angry with you has just put himself in trouble. Are you getting my point? God said to you, I will bless those that bless you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Anybody who wants to curse you, I will curse him. You get my point? Believe it. That's what's happening to you. God will bless those that will bless you. And he will listen to this. When the time comes for him to elevate you, he will bring people into office that will show you favor. Listen, let me give you this short testimony. It's funny, but it really happened right here, across here, Cosmo FM. First time I went to Cosmo FM. You know, Pastor Banky was the first preacher on Cosmo. Yes. I was the first. The MD that time, I don't know why, but he said he did not want preachers on the radio station. First time I went, when I saw the rate was much higher than they give normal people. I said, look, religious programs was very expensive. I thought to the lady, what do people mean? He said to me that actually they don't want. He said it very nicely. So I left. Not because they didn't want to, but because the money did not want. You know what I'm saying? The money they were charging did not want also. It's not just with mouth, they didn't want. They put the rate.
25,000 naira for just a few minutes like this. For what? Now, waka komot. Now, I want to go somewhere, all right? I began to negotiate with Radio Nigeria then, and we finished our discussions. Thank God we didn't follow through because it happened to be a bad deal, what we were getting. We thought it was good. But the day I was supposed to go and pay, somebody just said, ah, Oga, why didn't you go to Cosmo? I said, I've been there. I've been there. He said, I just tried. Just talk to them now. Then there was something else that happened. Those two things put together made me go back to Cosmo. Now, so the guy said that they've allowed them to negotiate. This time around, I met a guy. And we negotiated. The price came down from 25 to 15,000. All right? For your information, by the time we doubled the rate, our frequency of broadcast, they even dropped it to 11,000 for us. All right? But that very day, the other MD that didn't really want, he traveled. He was on leave. That's where I'm going to. He was on leave. And somebody acted for him. And the person acting for him thought that, hey, these preachers, they spend money. That was his own. So those guys began to give discounts in their minds to preachers if they would come. And I was the first to show up again. This time around, I showed up and we negotiated. And then they gave us a far better rate. Listen to this. By the time I heard later, by the time the man came back, he was upset. But one day I went there, I met the man. We were just talking. Said, oh, yeah, Pastor Banks. So he greeted me very well. We talked. He said, oh, the work you guys are doing, continue to. You are really helping the youth. I said, my man, you know, I know the thing we're having behind. And now, you say I help youth. If you say no travel, now we'll be here to help the youth. You are getting my point. So listen, if he did not travel, if those things did not change for us to allow us in, then God didn't want us there. Do you get my point? So there are places we try to get to, and the door did not open. We are not angry with those who supposedly shut the door. We thank God that that is not the door we are supposed to enter into. That is why we can gladly say, when we say forgive us our trespasses as we are forgiving those who trespass against us, what we are saying is that we recognize that God, you are the one in our lives. So if we are having problems, it's only because you are angry. Therefore, we will ask for your mercy. Are you getting my point? And that which we see not, teach it to us. If we have done iniquity, Elijah was saying to Job, we will not do it anymore. And for those who God used, you understand, to obstruct our ways, we are not angry with them. That's what he was saying. As we are forgiving those who trespass against us. We are not angry. You wanted the job. Your uncle just, he was on the panel. He do like say, he don't know you. You know that kind of thing. As you enter, you see the guy for panel. Ah, okay, oh, hey, this job now our own. Come on. You know? We are ready. And they are asking you questions. The man is like saying, he not did it. Ah, you know, uncle, how far? The man is like saying, he not did it. And you left. And now comes, they say, what's wrong with you? Why were you talking like that? You're very mean. I'm disappointed. And you look and say, I don't know, it doesn't do anything for you. It didn't help you. Don't worry about it. It was not your job. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
If you are angry with him, listen, you will be there for a long time. Let me end with that. If you are angry with him, you will be what? There for a very long time. Do you know why? Because you have not yet truly said, our Father who art in heaven. Do you get my point? Yes, you have not truly said it. So that unforgiveness is a sign of where your eye is still focused on. You get my point? That unforgiveness is a sign of where you are still expecting your help from. You are not expecting your help from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Because if indeed you are expecting your help from the Lord, you cannot hold that against anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I am saying? That's the summary of forgive us our debts, our trespasses, our transgressions, as we are forgiving those who trespass against us. There's just one part of it. Let me just add it in one line. Jesus said that it is crucial. Whatever you want God to do for you, you should be willing to do it for other people. There are those who have really hurt you in life. You want God to forgive you of what you have done against him. Be ready to forgive them also of what they have done against you. I hope you've gotten my point today. If you are blessed, I say amen. Right, let's just bow down our heads and give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the power in your word, for the blessing that you have blessed us today. Say, Father, we thank you. Let's just acknowledge him. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise because you are good and your mercies endure forever. Lord, I pray one prayer for everybody present under this voice of mine today. Where we walk in a manner that is not pleasing to you, reveal it to us that we might repent of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, reveal it to us that we might repent of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That prayer is very important. It's very important. We give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Cherub brethren, the word walks.